Waltz, Iran claiming ownership of Strait of Hormuz a violation of international law. By Pam Kee on April 19, 2026. On Sunday, on NBC's Meet the Press, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Mike Waltz said the Strait of Hormuz was an international waterway. Thus Iran's claim of ownership is a violation of international law. Waltz said, "Well, you saw real confusion on the Iranians' part. I think that shows the discord within their ranks after devastating attacks on their leadership." The foreign minister says it's open, the IRGC says that it's closed. Regardless, it's the U.S. Navy and President Trump as the commander-in-chief that decides what ultimately comes in and comes out. And I think the bigger picture here is that the Iranian regime cannot hold the entire world's economy hostage. They cannot mete out collective punishment because of a dispute over its nuclear program. It's something that will not stand. It's something in the United Nations that record 135 countries joined us and joined our Gulf Arab allies in condemning, including Iran's attacks on ports, airport, roads, bridges, hotels, you name it. Even civilian neighborhoods with their drones and with their missiles. So Iran is increasingly isolated diplomatically. It's struggling economically with its currency and foreign currency reserves tanking, and at the end of the day they do not have the cards and they're coming back to the table for a deal. He added, "The Strait of Hormuz is an international waterway unlike what the Iranians are trying to claim. They moved the goalpost and they're claiming it is a waterway of theirs, which is a violation of international law. Ultimately it's the U.S. Navy and President Trump that decides what comes in and what comes out." Follow Pam Kee on X @PamKeenan.